Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New Hampshire is awash in presidential candidates right now, meeting voters and making their final cases before Tuesday's primary. This is nothing new to New Hampshire residents. They have ample opportunity to meet presidential hopefuls and see it as their responsibility. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
New Hampshire is where people who are serious about becoming president go to tell you they're running.
Richard Nixon has talked about a new vision of America's future.
Nixon had a documentary produced about him going there to announce his second try at the White House.
And the place to begin is in New Hampshire.
I got to wait on Lindsey Graham. He had the cherry pie and coffee.
That's Jen Ahern, a waitress at the famous Red Arrow Diner in Manchester.
He was very down to earth. I remember my son just got accepted at University of South Carolina. And I remember he's from South Carolina, so he was like all about it. He was like, make sure he goes there and everything, so.
New Hampshire is a place where presidential hopefuls serve as advisors to citizens and where citizens can serve as advisors to future presidents. Cynthia Howard of Claremont met pre-candidate Trump in 2014 at an Americans for Prosperity event and gave him a bit of feedback on a speech.
And I ran across Mr. Trump in the hallway. He was getting ready for a radio interview, of all things. And I said, oh, Mr. Trump. And I introduced myself. And he put his hand on my shoulder, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, how do you like my speech? And I said, that speech was great. If you keep on that message, you'll be president one day.
The first time she met a future president was back in high school.
And he reached out his hand and said, hi, I'm Jimmy Carter. Very nice person, very soft-spoken, mild-mannered.
Did you tell him if he kept that up, he was going to be president? Or?
No, I didn't, because I really didn't think he would, because he didn't have the personality. He wasn't a strong character like Mr. Trump is.
New Hampshire is the kind of place where precocious, politically-minded kids get interested in politics at a young age. Jim Farrell remembers when his young son got to talk to Jerry Brown at a house party.
And my four-year-old son got to ask him a question. And Brown was gracious enough to entertain the question and answer it for him. He asked him something, I think it was about how did he like living in India, because Brown had spent some time in India. So we had prepped him on the question.
Farrell says that access to candidates is the magic of New Hampshire. But others feel that access chips away at the veneer of politics, which they don't see as a bad thing, like Ernest and Donna Montenegro. They've met a lot of presidential candidates, but can't exactly agree on what constitutes as meeting.
Yes, we met Obama.
We didn't meet him. But
yes, we did.
We've seen him in person, but I never really went up.
He shook his hand.
Yeah, I shook his hand.
Yeah, of course.
But they do agree on one thing. They've learned from Obama that the candidate you meet might not be the candidate you get when they're in office.
I thought he was a great savior. I think he's done bad things, to be honest with you.
Did you vote?
Yes, we did. Both times. Yes. My whole heart wasn't in it the second time.
He's changed from Democrat to Independent.
Yeah.
I'm still a Democrat.
The Montenegros say politicians are very solicitous when they come to New Hampshire, and as a result, they've become politically vigilant. And they, like many who live in New Hampshire, see that as a responsibility. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
For a video of New Hampshire residents talking about their presidential candidate encounters, head to WBUR.org.